On January 8th of this year, Jared Loughner shot 19 people in Tucson, Arizona, including Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, his target. Six victims died. In the wake of the shooting, the media has depicted Loughner as someone suffering from a severe mental illness. However, using this as an excuse in a court of law will be very difficult, particularly in Arizona. Before the 1980s, the Model Penal Code recognized an excuse for criminal conduct if the defendant suffered from a mental disease that either caused him not to appreciate the wrongfulness of his actions or that prevented him from controlling his actions. These defendants would be given psychiatric treatment, not a prison sentence. Punishing those whose mental illness makes them unaware of reality and right and wrong seems to serve no purpose. However, many philosophers and politicians disagree about the defendant who claims that he suffered from an irresistible impulse that he could not control. Can a mental illness actually force someone to do something that person knows is wrong? This excuse conflicts with our fierce belief in the power of free will. But two events within 4 months of each other ended this discussion. In December 1980, a young man with a history of depression and suicidal tendencies, Mark David Chapman, shot John Lennon because he thought God wanted him to. In March 1981, John Hinckley, another young man suffering from mental illness, attempted to assassinate President Ronald Reagan to impress actress Jodie Foster, whom he had never actually met. Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity, and the public became very concerned that other killers could claim temporary insanity, then walk out of psychiatric institutions free citizens. Federal lawmakers responded by passing the Insanity Defense Reform Act of 1984, which narrowed the insanity defense considerably. Under what is known as the Manhattan Rule, a defendant will only be found not guilty by reason of insanity if the defendant could not tell the difference between right and wrong at the time of the crime. This standard is extremely hard for defendants to meet. Prosecutors routinely find medical experts who opine that the defendant knew right from wrong and point out that the defendant destroyed evidence or covered up the crime. Jeffrey Dahmer, a criminal whose shocking crimes scream insanity, was found to be sane under this standard. Andrea Yates, a woman who had been hospitalized 4 times for suicide attempts, including a few days prior, drowned her 5 children in the bathtub. A jury in Texas found her to be legally sane, though it is hard to understand how any sane person could do such a thing. Yates's verdict was overturned on appeal on other grounds. Mr. Loughner faces criminal charges in both federal court and an Arizona state court. In his federal trial, he will have to prove he did not know that shooting Giffords was wrong at the time to be found not guilty by reason of insanity. He will have an even tougher obstacle in his Arizona state trial. Arizona abolished the insanity defense in the 1980s and replaced it with a guilty except insane verdict. Even if found legally insane, Loughner would go directly to jail if he ever sufficiently recovered from his mental illness to be released from a psychiatric institution. Finally, and ironically, those defendants who most deserve the insanity defense often do not use it because they do not believe themselves to be insane. Mark David Chapman, for example, refused to use the defense and pled guilty. So did Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. Loughner's attorney has not announced whether he is using the defense. This is Christine Hurt.